The one major issue was the volume of traffic going through the village and the speed of it. I don't think there's much that can be done about the volume because it's just a geographical reality of the lay of the land. But certainly, Fawn, when you drive into it, it doesn't necessarily feel like a village in the way that some other villages might. There's no centre to the village as such. There's no calming measure coming in either side of the village. I did meet with the council a couple of weeks ago. I met with one of their engineers and he was very helpful and had a lot of ideas around what we might do to, and we had ideas ourselves, which I shared with him. And he was very amenable to doing certain small things in the short term that could help. And then looking at it more long term to try and find solutions.
There is a review of speed limits ongoing. Maybe that's an opportunity, but also people have to be aware that it's a built up area and adhere to those speed limits. So more signage,
more
public
signage,
crossings.
Calming measures, you know, and even just nice welcome to Fawn and stuff that makes it feel more like a village. So subconsciously, people are more inclined to slow down. What we can do as a residents association, we can call upon and join the national conversation about trying to get people to slow down. But we can also more practically put in measures that will actually have the effect of making people feel like they're actually coming into a village where there are residents living either side. We're trying to get out of our driveways. We want to go for a walk. It can take like a good few minutes to get the chance to cross the road with the sheer volume of traffic and the speed of it. And look, children are taking their lives into their own hands.